Music at St. David's is presenting a program for Good Friday, and this will be taking place on April 7th at 7:30 p.m. And it's been percolating in the mind of the Director of Music Ministries at St. David's for a long time. Douglas Buchanan, thank you so much for coming back in.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this is fascinating. Drawing, I believe, a lot on medieval imagery and the idea of the Missa Caput. So we know that caput means head, and I'm just wondering how this ties into the whole idea of Good Friday.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting program that I've, as you say, I've had in the back of my head for a little while. This Missa Caput is this anonymous mass from the 15th century written in England, and in some ways, it sounds like other masses of the time, but it begins with this chant, and the chant ends with this sort of serpentine 100-note melisma on the word caput, and it's very odd for that time to have that. And so scholars have wondered, what the heck is going on with this? One theory, and different people have different theories, but one theory that is particularly inventive is that this sort of serpentine caput represents a serpent or a dragon. And so it's this 100-note motive that becomes the cantus firmus, that becomes the repeated melody that is present in each of the mass movements. And there's a theory among some scholars that the other voices are sort of stomping down this serpentine head and is supposed to reflect paintings of Christ or Saint George or Saint Michael conquering a dragon and stomping down a dragon or a serpent. So this is where that sort of draconic imagery comes from.
And then looking at the other side musically, music of John Rutter, which is very of the moment. Mm. So how does that pair with this?
Yeah, so this piece is a piece called The Falcon, and we're taking the middle movement of it, which takes Arthurian text, so a sort of Arthurian-influenced chivalric text from the Middle Ages. And those of you who are fans of John Rutter might think that this doesn't sound like John Rutter at all. This is a very early work of Rutter's, a little bit more angular and much more dissonant than perhaps the carols and more sumptuous music that we're used to. And so it pairs really well with some of this, some of the stark music that we're hearing.
So what other beasts and creatures do you have?
There's a variety of beasts in store in this medieval bestiary-inspired program, some of them invoked by Oleg Yellow's Unicornis Captivator, which takes text from the late medieval Swiss Engelbert Codex and includes unicorns, lions, phoenixes, hydras, and crocodiles, the whole lot. And we'll also be ending with Gerald Finzi's Lo, the Full Final Sacrifice, which pulls imagery specifically from the medieval legend of the self-wounding pelican. So all of these animals will be coming together for a really interesting and what I hope is a compelling Good Friday musical offering.
This is a really fascinating program at St. David's on Roland Avenue. This is with Music at St. David's April 7th for the Friday series, and that's at 7:30 p.m. More information at stdavidsbaltimore.org. Music for Good Friday, and always a pleasure to speak to the Director of Music Ministries, Douglas Buchanan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Judith.